in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jam. Shady, we're back at it with a second date update.
Absolutely. You know, it's hard to get that first date, even harder to get that second date. You think everything goes right, but one person doesn't think everything went to plan. So Jay went out with Melissa. We got Jay on the line, going to find out just why Melissa's not getting back to him.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm great, man. What's up?
What's up? So, unfortunately, you are calling because you're trying to get a second date with, what's her name? Melissa?
Melissa, yeah.
Okay, tell us what's going on.
Okay, so we met on Bumble, and I thought we had a lot of, you know, similarities. We're both nurses in Madison. And,
oh, nice.
So, you know, I thought I'd give it a shot. We went out for drinks at this place called the Great Dane.
Oh, sure.
Just, you know, hanging out. And I thought we had a great time. You know, we texted and stuff after the date a few times. And then she just sort of ghosted me, man. Like, just stopped responding.
Right.
Do you think it's something you might have said or something you might have did or everything else was going all right?
Well, I mean, I don't know, man. Our conversations got a little risque. I mean, we started, it was a little naughty talk back and forth, but she seemed like she was responding to it. And then all of a sudden, just nothing. No response, no replies, nothing.
So you're kind of like talking sexual with her at the Great Dane?
Yeah, I mean, not at the date. I mean, this was afterwards.
Oh, after.
Yeah, it wasn't really necessarily sexual, but yeah, I told her about some dreams I had, and but she seemed like she was with it, you know?
Right. Well, that's weird.
Dreams you had. Okay, well, how long has it been since you last spoken with her?
It's been about a week.
Well, let's give her a call. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, honey. My name's Krista and Shady here from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're calling because we've got a really cutie patootie nurse by the name of Jay who went out with you. Do you remember him?
I don't think I could ever forget him.
No.
let me find a quiet place to talk about this guy because I don't want my coworkers. Right now I'm at the hospital working. I'm a nurse and I do remember him. What can I do for you guys?
Well, if you've heard this segment before, obviously we are calling because he likes you and it's been a week since you've gone back to him.
Mm-hmm. You're on second date update, girl. Where you go? What happened?
Hi. Okay.
Hi.
So we met on Bumble. I liked him at first. I thought he was really hot, totally my type. Texted a little bit, got along, went to Great Dane, had some drinks. Appetizers, all the goods. Date went great. But then literally like the next day, granted we only kissed on the first date.
Right.
He texted me and he was like sexy texting me.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it was like kind of cute, but then it turned like bizarre.
Oh.
I don't really know what other word to describe it.
Well, what kind of sexy was like texting you're talking about?
Well, he was basically saying like he had dreams of me like having the face of a kid's doll.
Oh,
like a rag doll.
That's
while
weird.
We were having sex.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Jay.
And when I there were like fireworks coming out of me. I mean, it was like weird and artistic and bizarre. And so after the fireworks comment, I pretty much just never texted him back. I mean, I don't think anybody in their right mind would text back.
Got to find what Jay's smoking. Jay, can you explain these dreams? By the way, Jay's on the other line. Jay, you want to explain these dreams?
Dude, I mean, who can explain a dream, man? I don't control my dreams.
Wow, Jay.
I was just telling her what happened in the dream, you know? I mean, I was just being honest, and it was a weird dream, and I just was relaying a dream.
Oh, there they go.
What happened in my dream.
Okay, so wait a minute. So, Jay, like Melissa was saying, it is a little disturbing, though, if you were to tell me that you were getting busy with me and my face looked like Raggedy Ann, and then certain things were happening. Why is that happening?
I have no clue, and that's the whole reason I was telling her, because I'm like, dude, it was a weird dream.
Those are the kind of dreams, though, that you kind of keep to yourself. I mean, I have weird dreams I don't tell everybody else about, man. There's a certain dream you keep to yourself. That's that right there with the fireworks, that's one of them. You keep that one to yourself.
Yeah, in retrospect, I could say I probably agree with you.
What was it,
Melissa? We went on one date.
Yeah.
We went on one date, dude. Like, this is not cool at all to be sharing these dreams. You're kind of creepy. and I'm kind of freaked out by you, and I don't know what kind of drugs you do. I don't know, but I think you're a great guy, but I'm totally creaked out. I feel like you probably have some weird fetish that I don't even want to know about.
Some raggedy Ann fetish. It's all good.
Well,
oh, wow.
Obviously, the thing about this call is that we're going to try to get you a second date, but I'm just going to go by my gut. Melissa, you're not interested with going out with Jay again.
No, Jay, you're a nice guy, but I mean, maybe you need therapy. Maybe after some sessions, you can get back on Bumble, but I'm good.
Right.
Thanks.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Well, Halloween is right around the corner. I'm sure you'll meet another creepy guy, girl.
Exactly.
I hope not. Ever again.